John Cohen attacks NIL. Welcome in to the Monday edition of the Barnes Social Hour. We hope you had a good weekend, but it's time to unwind, get your popcorn, get your drinks, because it is the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. As I said at the top, John Cohen has attacked NIL, and he is not apologizing for it at all. And I believe we have a quote basically saying, I don't want to live in a world where every time you don't like the answer from the CSC.
College Sports Committee, I think.
Yeah. And then, or the NCAA, the first thing you do is go find a local judge. That is Auburn Athletic Director John Cohen on college sports at the moment. And like, Graham, what are your thoughts on that? Kind of.
I'm going to be honest. I couldn't agree with him more. Mm-hmm. It is ridiculous that every time that a school doesn't like a ruling from the NCAA or CSC, their first reaction is, all right, well, if we can't have it our way through the NCAA, we're going to do it legally and try to figure out how to get around it legally. It's ridiculous. The NCAA was quite literally made to govern college sports. That's why they're here. Mm-hmm. When you signed up to be in the NCAA, you wrote on a piece of paper that you're agreeing to follow the rules of the NCAA and that they would be the governing body for your sports. And so if you have a problem with that, leave. But guess what? No one's going to do that because you can't compete with the NCAA. You know what I mean? It's just not possible. And so I couldn't agree with John Cohen more. It's ridiculous that it's gotten to a point where, like, if you just disagree, you can go find a local judge who's going to give you the answer that you want to hear. We've already seen it happen twice with Bediaka's situation in Tuscaloosa and then the Brendan Sorsby situation at Texas Tech. So, yeah, I really like what Cohen said.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it's kind of it's insane. You brought up the Bediaka situation and you brought up the Sorsby situation at Texas Tech. The common denominator with those is they would go find a judge in their county to do that, right? And I know that's like part of the legal thing. It has to be within the jurisdiction of, you know, the situation, all that stuff, all the legal formalities that I know nothing about. So don't come at me in the comments, because literally you throw legal things at me, I'm a deer in the headlights. Like, okay, sure. But it's ironic that, you know, this is brought up because we saw what happened last week with, you know, Sorsby leaving Texas Tech because of the pressure of literally the college football fan base as a whole being like, all right, if they're going to do this, they're the villain. No one likes them. The people that are there in power, they suck. They're horrible people. They're not good people at all. So because they're enabling a guy with an addiction, they're enablers and they're going to.
And it broke the rules. A guy that broke the rules.
Yeah, it's plain and simple. And you're harboring somebody that not only committed crimes in terms of like Venmoing people, hey, can you put this down for me for this team and you get a cut and Venmo the rest to me, you know, all this stuff. He was committing criminal acts and they were just like, you know what I mean? Just like whatever. But it's just like a mess. It's the wild, wild west. And I agree with what he's saying. It's like every time the NCAA is like, no, he's ineligible. No, he's ineligible. Nope, they're ineligible. She's ineligible. Yada, yada. They're like, well, we'll just go to a judge. And it's like you cry to the, you know, to the legal system. But at the end of the day, and it's ironic, the legal system is what's going to have to flip this on its head to be able to get it, I guess, stabilized. Is that the word I'm trying to say? Yeah. I guess. Like, does that make sense? Where?
Yeah.
All this, you know, comes to a head. Like, what's going to be the final thing for everyone to come together and be like, okay, yeah, we got to fix this. Because if the Texas Tech situation wasn't it, then what is it? Then what is it? Because it's killing college sports, college football. If he would have stepped foot on that field, college football in its purest form is gone. It is gone, or what's left of it. There's not a lot of it left of it now, you know, depending on who you talk to, but it's a mess. It's a wild, wild west world that we live in right now in college sports, specifically college football, with all the, you know, tampering that goes on, even though coaches are like, oh, we're not tampering. We're not doing none of that. You are. And, you know, in Auburn, you know, I'm not saying that they're like the, you know, the halo above their head. You know, we're not doing anything either. Who knows what's going on? I'm not saying that Auburn's doing anything at all. I'm trying to say is it's a common thing everywhere. Okay. Yeah. It is. It's just how it is. And it sucks that it's to that point, but I agree with what Cohen is saying. There's got to be a point where the judges are out of it. There's got to be some type of rule in place where you can't, like, if you don't get your way, you go to a judge and be like, hey, they're being mean. They're not letting our guy play, even though he bet $9,000 worth of bets at the school he was participating at playing football. Like, stupid people win stupid prizes. And Brennan Sorsby is one of those people, the people at Texas Tech who invested, what, $5 million to get him there?
Mm-hmm.
To wear the double T on the side of the helmet. That sucks. It sucks that you even thought that would be, and the fact that you didn't even let him go through a full rehab. He was there for like a couple of days. You're like, all right, he's good. He needs to come to practice. That's where he's going to get his therapy. Scum of the earth people over there at Texas Tech. I do not like them at all. They're enablers. They, if something down the road happens where he does worse things in the betting world, you can blame them. You can blame them because they didn't help him fix the problem. They just made it worse. They just made it a whole lot worse. But, Graham, let me ask you this. As far as what can be done with this, like, in your opinion, and obviously it's not like the end-all be-all, but like, play the what-if game here like we like to do on the show. What would be the best option, you think?
I mean, I think it comes down to, I think the NCAA needs to be able to enforce their rules legally. Like, I think they need to have, you know, whatever, but there's limits on like direct authority that the NCAA has because of antitrust laws and stuff like that. And so they don't have all the power like they in my opinion, they should. I think if everyone agreed to be a part of this governing body, right, then I think they should be allowed to uphold their power. Now, if, you know, there are teams that like weren't a part of the NCAA, that's a different story. Like, I guess the thing is, like, everyone's under the NCAA. Everyone agrees to be a part of the NCAA because that's just the body that we have. And so I think we should be allowed to enforce our rules. And if you don't abide by our rules, then legal action can be taken against your school.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Because I just don't like, and he kind of, that was kind of his home point was, you know, the judges need to stay out of it. If the judges are going to be involved in any way, it's to rule in the favor of, you know, making this a more even playing field.
It needs to be in favor of the NCAA and upholding their rules.
Mm-hmm. Which it's funny because the NCAA, all they had to do, and I've said this before, all you had to do was pay your players initially and none of this would have been a problem. But because you didn't and put your pinky finger in the air, sipping your tea, thinking, oh, we're, you know, no one's going to challenge us. We're the NCAA. No one's going to do that. We're the NCAA. Reality check. Y'all got slapped in the face back in 2014 when all that, you know, when that lawsuit happened that spiraled into a whole different thing. And then when did this become a thing? What, 2021, 2022, yeah. I believe, when all this started?
Around that time.
It was like a snowball effect that you saw coming and you could have stopped it, but you didn't do anything about it. And now here we are. And no one respects the NCAA. Like, I think it was either Graham or I said it, or maybe it was C5 or Zach 1. I can't remember who it was. The NCAA is just letters at this point. They're just letters. It's a four-letter word. Like, no one, NCAA used to come knocking at your door. You used to be shaking in your cleats. Now it's like, okay, what are you going to do about it? When we got old, you know, Bob Joe down the road who can sign off on a, you know, a legal document saying that you can't talk to us and we're good. Y'all can leave now. See ya. You know what I mean? It's just a joke is what it's become. And it's, I hate to say it, I'm in favor of getting them back into a powerful spot, but even though I think a lot of the people in power there are a joke, but it is what it is. But you know what's not a joke? Going to aushirts.com, getting all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You got the Barnhorn shirt, you got the Iron shirt, you got the Boog, you got C5 hoodies, the Boog hat. We have other options on the website as well. We add new styles weekly. We are in the process of getting the Social Hour shirt approved, so be on the lookout for that. Again, if you go to a game, or if you're at home, just chilling, watching the game with the watch party, or if it's just you, tag us on social media if you repping your gear from aushirts.com. We'd love to shout you out on the show. Tag either me, Graham, or the barn, C5, Zach, whoever, a part of the barn, and let us know. We'd love to tag you and shout you out on the show. We love seeing people support AUShirts.com. So what's stopping you from getting all your gear from all the shows at the barn at AUShirts.com?
Also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner or just an Auburn fan, you don't live in Auburn, but you're an Auburn fan and you also own a business, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up to get your business on the website so that Auburn fans all over the country can support you whenever and wherever they can. It's a great way to support each other, a great way to support the family, and just a great way to connect with new people. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
So,
yeah, we continued on the recruiting trail this weekend.
Yes.
Auburn has moved up to 8th. Well, they did this weekend, I think within the last hour or so. Then I dropped back down to 9th, according to 247. We'll discuss that in a minute. Why? But yeah, over this weekend, Auburn flipped running back commit Kamani Williams.
Big snag.
Yeah, so he chose Western Virginia back on the 12th, took a secret official visit this weekend with Auburn. So, yeah, excited to have Kamani Williams on the team now. His stats, he's a running back, 5'11", 205, from Memphis, Tennessee, where I'm currently in, Southwind High School. The number 23 running back in this class, 17th overall player in Tennessee. Yeah, he's a 3-star, had offers from Auburn, West Virginia, Vanderbilt, Colorado, Florida State, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pittsburgh, Purdue, Tennessee, golly, bro, so everyone. So definitely wanted by all. Auburn got him. Now, when we got him, that kind of sent some flags flying, and ultimately within the last hour of us filming this around 4 o'clock today, Auburn 4-star running back commit Kingston Miles flipped his commitment from Auburn to Missouri. Don't freak out, don't panic. No one's really shocked by this. Kind of saw this coming. To be honest, everyone was kind of shocked that we got this guy in the first place. But he is from he is from Missouri.
Yeah.
And so, from what I've heard, I think Missouri just kind of came into the picture more and might have offered him a little bit more money or something, or not entirely sure, but Drinkwitz really wanted him. And so he got him because he's a home guy. So I'm sure he's just excited to play for Mizzou. Don't blame the kid. It is what it is, but super excited to add Kamani Williams. Hate to see Kingston Miles go, but still good class. I think still good trade off. I think Kamani Williams is going to be really good. And I think he's under-recruited, to be honest, and under-scouted. So I think it's a good trade-off. I think Auburn put us at 9th after that whole thing. This was posted before Kingston flipped to Missouri. But still has top 10 class. Scholarship is still recruiting really, really well at high level. Better than a lot of schools. So super, super exciting. I had it pulled up right here. I mean, you got Texas A&M at number one, which is, I find a hard time anyone's going to beat that. They are been balling out. Miami at 2, Oklahoma at 3, Notre Dame at 4, Florida at 5, Texas Tech at 6, Oregon at 7, Texas at 8, and then Auburn at 9, with Michigan and Ohio State 10 and 11. Auburn is the only school in the top 10 to not have a 5-star committed, Michigan doesn't either. We're 9, they're 10. But we're the highest ranked team to not have a 5-star. We have 11 4-stars committed, 10 3-stars. So,
yeah, I'm shocked at how well Golish has done. I know I said it Friday, and honestly, this is a good little like kind of side topic here. And real quick too, in regards to the kid that went to Missouri, all power to him. I wish him nothing but the best. All players are different in this current era of college football with NIL and everything. Some players want to get out of there, where they grew up and go take the most money in a bigger market, where the schools are. Some people like playing at home where they grew up, the school they supported since they were a kid. This seems to be one of those situations. And I'm you can't keep everybody. I hate to see him go. He was a big name to have in there, but the fact we're still top 10 after that happened, I'm satisfied. I'm still satisfied.
And also, keep in mind, I mean, like, I think personally the path to playing time in Missouri is easier than the path to playing time at Auburn.
Correct.
You've got guys, you got Jeremiah Cobb this one more year, but he won't be here when this other guy gets here. But you still have Omar Mapson in your back pocket. You have Mycen Johnson Cook coming on board.
Deep running back room.
Yeah. So I think he probably has an easier chance to play in Missouri than he did at Auburn. But you never know. He could be a stud and jump up in the depth chart. But we'll see how his career ends up.
Yeah, I'm excited just to see who else we can snag on the recruiting trail. But my next kind of, kind of side topic on this, what would you grade Golish so far in terms of how his recruiting goes?
I'd say an A.
Okay.
I'm not going to go A+, but I will go A. He's definitely exceeded my expectations. Would have been cool to have some 5-stars in this class, sure. But, I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
At all. For sure, because that would have blown me away. And there's still a possibility you still have Joshua Dobson, corner. He was a 5-star.
Yeah.
Good commit.
I would commit yesterday. But
I would say A to A-, but definitely an A for sure. He blew me away.
I am currently at a B+, mainly because – obviously not expecting it, so that's why it's so high. But the B+ comes because I want to see the final product on the field.
Sure.
That's where it'll move up for me as far as, which, granted, we won't see the fruit produced from this recruiting session, if you will, until next season. But it's one of those things where I'm cautiously optimistic. The fact that we're even top 10 and it's his first year and he hadn't even coached a game yet is beyond me.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen that in my life being an Auburn fan. It's very refreshing to see. But the fact that people are buying in and I said it before, I'll say it again. Every recruit that commits to Auburn says they feel like they're at home. And that's what is important. That is really cool to see. And the fact that that is the last thing they say and all their, letters, I guess, to the fans whenever they commit, that just says that says a lot to me about how they're handling the recruiting. And Golish and his staff are doing a fantastic job, but for right now, for me, it's a B+. It could go up to an A-, somewhere in there when we start seeing some more wins. I would like to make at least a bowl game this year. I think that is possible. I think our worst is 7-5. I really do, but we can talk about record predictions when we do an updated record prediction close to the start of the season. But man, I'm excited, man. I think we're 68 days away from football season kicking off.
Yeah, 75, I think, from Auburn. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's sooner than that for college football in general. So,
yeah, it's just it's so crazy because I was talking to my family about this. They just got back in town from a early anniversary trip. We were talking, trying to get plans together, and it's the 4th of July is in 2 weeks, and then you'll blink and football's here. I'll be, potentially at a game this year being holy crap, what, it's already August, it's already September, what?
No, and then before you know, it'll be November, and you'll be like, well, what do you mean football season's on the
same I know, man, it's crazy. And the basketball season starts, shooty hoops. But other than that, real quick, we have to touch on it because it became official today. It was teased over the weekend that there was going to be a concert of Ella Langley in Auburn. She had posted, and it was not just Auburn, but it was numerous different locations where she was going to be performing. But it's now official. She is going to be doing 2 nights in Neville Arena.
Ella August Langley. 28th and 29th.
I think. Yes, correct. And I think you can go on the website and, I guess, sign up for a pre-sale. I guess
yes, again. I've already done it. I've already signed up.
Yeah, and I'm knowing my dad, he'll probably do the same too. He is an Ella fella to a T. So
take my money.
Just take it. Take my money. But yeah, I'm excited that Auburn is getting more opportunities. And I did see a tweet too. Everyone's thinking, why in the world is it Neville Arena? They had planned this months ago before they realized she was going to blow up to what she is now. You know, I mean, that it has potential those 2 nights to be standing room only type of, you know what I mean? They could oversell potentially, but I feel like this time next year, if there is another concert with her or whoever, but specifically her in general, Elle Langley, it'll be in Jordan-Hare Stadium. There's no way that, you know, she could sell out Jordan-Hare. No problem. If Messi can do it, then Elle Langley can do it. Dang it. So we'll see how that plays out. But other than that, that's it. That's all we got today. Graeme, got anything else you want to add?
That's it.
Cool. Well, if you like what you are listening to, please subscribe and follow The Barn to check out other shows like the one you're listening to now, like The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, The Basketball Show, The Baseball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Check out all of those podcasts anywhere and everywhere on The Barn, whether you follow us on podcast formats or subscribe to us on YouTube. We are your number one source for anything and everything Auburn. And real quick, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, if you're in the Alabama area, please be safe tonight. The weather is a little questionable, so be weather aware, be safe. Don't do anything stupid and think that, you know, it's just another, you know, failed predicted summer storm, because who knows what can happen tonight. It's could get nasty based off what's been happening out west coming this way. So we will see what happens with that. But other than that, I don't have anything. Graeme? Nope. Cool. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graeme McClain. You have been watching or listening to The Barn Social Hour. We will see you next time. As always, War Damn.
See ya.